Tonight, I want to speak on the blessed Christmas story, talk about the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, truly. Amen, this is the season to rejoice and to give God thanks. Amen, if it wasn't for the love of God, if it wasn't for God so loving the world that He is willing to give His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon Him tonight should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Now that tells us of the great love of God. Amen. That one would be willing to lay down his life that we might be saved. Amen. God is worthy of love tonight. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of honor. Amen. Heaven's going to be a wonderful place. Amen. And Jesus said to us, amen, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go and I prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Amen. Amen. This is the promises of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said He's not going to leave us comfortless, but He sent back the Comforter. Amen. And praise God, He made a promise that He's coming again. Amen. He's coming back, and He's coming back for the church, the body of Christ. Amen. Those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. Let us praise the Lord with all our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind and strength. Amen. Tonight, if you have your Bibles in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, starting verse 18, we're going to speak what the Word of God says about Jesus Christ, about the birth of Christ. Christmas is a wonderful time, but without Jesus, there would be no Christmas.
Amen.
Without Jesus, there would be no gift. There is the greatest of all gifts that our Father gave His Son Jesus. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When, as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. You may be seated. Amen. We have to understand that in the Jewish custom, that a man and a woman, they became a spouse. We call it engagement. But in that day and time, amen, even from that moment of engagement, it was considered, amen, married. And the Word of God says here that Joseph, he was a good man. He was a God-fearing man. And can you imagine, amen, how he must have felt when he first found out that his bride was with child. Amen. Now we know the normal things of life. We know what a man would think. Amen, that his wife had been unfaithful. But, amen, even at that, according to the law of Moses, if one would become pregnant, not be married, obviously they must have committed fornication or adultery. And under the law, the penalty for that was death by stoning. Amen, there was no mercy, there was no grace in the Old Testament. The Old Testament was the law. You obeyed the law, you obeyed every part of the law, or you paid the consequences of the law. There was no exceptions. But Joseph, amen, even at this time, he did not want to see Mary come to harm, and so he was minded to divorce her privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord by the prophet, saying, listen, behold, a virgin shall be with child. That is a miracle.
Amen.
That is a miracle. Behold, a virgin, one that's never known man, shall be with child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted as God with us. An angel appeared unto Joseph, and said, fear not, Joseph, to take unto thee thy wife Mary. Amen. For that which she, amen, of her is of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord bid him to do, and took unto him his wife. Amen. And knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, And he called his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. This word of God tells me, by the word here, amen, that Joseph took his wife, amen, but he did not know her as a husband and wife know one another, amen, until after Jesus was born. And his name shall be Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. A glorious miracle birth. A virgin shall bring forth a son. This is all important because of Adam's sin against God in breaking God's commandments not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam brought death upon all mankind.
Amen.
Death passed upon all mankind, for all was under the penalty of sin and death. But praise God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was not born under the sin of Adam. Why? Because he was born of a virgin, having no natural, biological, earthly father. Jesus did not inherit sin unto death like the rest of humanity. If Jesus would have been born the same as we, he could not have been our Redeemer. He could not have died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. Amen. Because he himself would have been a sinner. But God prepared himself a body. And he robed himself in the form of flesh. And God came in the man Christ Jesus. And the Bible says that God was in Jesus, reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. Because humanity, amen, Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the womb of his mother Mary, Jesus was born sinless without sin. The Word of God says that the first Adam was of the earth, earthly. But the second Adam was the Lord God from heaven. Amen. And this second Adam is the second perfect man. And this second Adam, the first Adam was of, the Bible says that he was a living soul. But the second Adam, Jesus, is a quickening spirit, life-giving spirit. God says in his word that the penalty for sin is death.
Amen.
And all mankind has sinned and must die. But because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Now, whosoever believes upon Jesus will not perish, but will have everlasting life. Since our God cannot lie, and when the Lord said, the soul that sins shall surely die, and our Lord can't die, and he goes on to say that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, God made a way that we could die out to sin without having to physically die by sacrificing his own Son Jesus to die in our place. Amen. Since Jesus was sinless, he was the only one who could die in my and your place.
Amen.
This is the good news.
Yes,
this is the gospel. Jesus Christ brought us salvation from death, hell, and the grave. If we repent and get baptized in Jesus' name, our sins are forgiven. And God will fill us with his Holy Ghost, which is everlasting life. It's that Spirit in us. The Scripture says if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Ghost, if it dwells in you or I, it will also give life to our mortal body. Amen. It'll bring us out of the grave on the rapture. Praise God. This is the blessed Christmas story. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, starting at verse 1, the Word of God says, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. At this time in history, the Israel was a conquered nation and it was ruled by the Romans.
Amen.
And the Romans, their leader was Caesar Augustus. And he taxed, amen, all people. And this tax was made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone, to his own city. No matter where you lived in the nation of Israel at this time, when this tax took place, you had to go back to the place where you were born, where it was registered, where you, so that you could pay your taxes in that location. And Joseph also went up from Galilee. Joseph was living in Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth. And he went into Judea, and where? Unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. So now we know that Joseph according to the natural. Joseph was a descendant of King David.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He was to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child. And we know the other part of the story, how that Mary rode on a donkey that, to be able to go all the way from Galilee to Nazareth. Amen. And being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. It came the time of the birth of Jesus. And she brought forth a son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. Oh, how many times we've heard this story from our youth up. How many plays we've seen of children playing these parts. Because there was no room for them in the end. You know, that was like a hotel. That was a place, amen, where you could pay money and have a room. But the Word of God says that there was no room. The time they got there, every place was full. But you know, our God purposed that Jesus would be born in a barn. He'd be born in a manger.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Jews was looking for their Messiah, their King. But they was looking for one to come, amen, and form an army, one to rule their nation, and one that would go and defeat the Romans.
Amen.
And when Jesus did not come in that way, when Jesus came, amen, as a babe in a manger, and when Jesus came preaching the plan of salvation, his people rejected him because that wasn't what they were looking for. But praise be to God, that's what we all need.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we all need. Thank you, Jesus. There's more to this life than just here now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. But God was concerned about our soul. Thank you, Lord. And there were in the same country shepherds, and they were abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And an angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people.
Mm-hmm.
For unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, the Lord could have broadcast this into the cities. He could have broadcast it to the multitudes. He could have broadcast it to the kings.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to shepherds. You know, the Bible says that our Lord is our shepherd, that we are his sheep. God says, amen, that he is the good shepherd. And the good shepherd is willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
Yes.
And the Word tells me that Jesus said that my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
And another they'll not follow. Amen. And it's wonderful to know that the Lord looks upon us as the sheep of his pasture.
Amen.
And that he oversees us and overlooks us and he protects us. Amen. And here is an example. Where did the angel appear to tell the good news to the first people? The very first people to hear the good news was shepherds out in the field at night,
amen,
under the stars. Amen. And there shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. And begin to sing that song in the heavens, those angels singing that song. Glory to God the highest, and peace on earth. Goodwill to men. And it came to pass as the angels was going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told concerning this child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, and that which was told unto them. Now, church, this is what Christmas is truly all about.
Amen.
It's God's gift of eternal life through the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus' birth is God's gift of hope Jesus' life is God's gift of the choice to choose Jesus in life or to reject Jesus in death. Jesus' death is God's gift whereby all mankind can spiritually die out to sin. Jesus' resurrection is God's gift whereby we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Church, Christmas is Jesus' birthday.
Amen.
Let's stand. I'd like to say tonight, happy birthday, Jesus.
Amen.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask my wife if she would this time to come back up. And we're going to sing another song unto the Lord in thanksgiving. Amen. For the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let everything have breath tonight. Let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Turn over to page 13.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, holy, holy, holy.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
No more the sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. Joy to the world.
Tonight.
Yes, we thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. As we dismiss this, give Him our love.
Jesus.